Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-933-2911. 1-800-933-2911. 1-800-933-2911.
CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
And now, WrestleChat.net presents the North American Wrestling Connection Survivor Series Special. Here's Nikki Haymon.
And thank you for that wonderful introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special edition of the North American Wrestling Connection as sponsored by WrestleChat.net, our Survivor Series Pick'em Special. My name is Nikki Haymon, and we've got quite the crowd sitting at the table here. Let me start up in the Northeast with Jason Block.
This is good. This is pretty good. Glad to be here. We've got a lot to talk about, so I'm not going to say much more than that.
And our awesome audio guy, Jim Williams.
The silver anniversary of the Survivor Series. Hopefully the pay-per-view will be a golden one tonight.
And our statistician for the evening, VRM.
And I have my doubts about golden, but it would be on my TV if A, I had the $50 to blow on the pay-per-view, and B, the Giants were imponing the Eagles.
Don't remind me.
And then all the way the heck down on the other side of the planet, Shane Beeman is joining us tonight.
Good day, everyone. How's it going?
Hey, Shane.
Survivor Series, it's going to be interesting to say the least.
Yes, it is. Fella.
Definitely, it's definitely going to be a good ride. Unfortunately, before we begin, though, we've got a couple of quick bits of news to come in. This is official. Scott Hall has entered rehab for the 11th time. Will this be
Must
the charm?
Be number 11.
Yeah, let's see if that'll be the charm. Matt Hardy has unfortunately skipped out on his rehab. He got arrested again, and his girlfriend said, let his ass rot in jail.
And that's a win right there. Thank you very much.
Yes, Mr. Great. Guy, I've got something for you, dear. Yeah! No. Stop. Go away. Go away.
That little picture of her was on fire.
And one other real quick, there is a rumor, Mr. Jason, that there is a savior running around New York City.
Well, there's actually two people who are running around. Mick Foley is scheduled to be at a place called the Upright Comedy Brigade at midnight, which gives him plenty of time to do something beforehand. And Chris Jericho just came back from his European tour and happens to be in New York City. So, who knows?
It's just a thought. You know, I mean, he had plenty of time on the plane to sit down and finish cracking the GM's code, right? Maybe he'll have something to... Huh?
It would be nice because, you know, he could have fooled everyone and says, I'm not coming back. Surprise!
Come on in.
Yeah,
yes.
He's worked the internets before.
Exactly. And he could do us a whole bunch of favors. I mean, something as simple as just walking in and slapping the taste out of Michael Cole's mouth. I'd even settle for that.
Yeah, Mitchell, yes.
Please. But before I get my hopes up too high, we need to get on with the pick-ems. VRM, are you ready?
Yes.
Do you have a preference of the order we're going to do this in?
Yes, I have the way I've set up the sheet. I have the U.S. title, Divas title. I hate calling it that. Survivor Series match and its sub point, the World title, the WWE title, and of course the pretty much going to be the main event tag match.
Okay. Just for our listeners, anybody who is scoring at home, even if you're alone, this is a 9-point event, not counting your wild card. Jim got it. Thank you. You are an old school ESPN fan. Essentially, this is a 9-point card. Don't forget your wild card. Anything wacky that we're not going to cover, you go ahead and put down for an extra point. It's that easy, so we're just going to get right to it. Let's open with a pretty much a half-ass addition to the card, and that's the U.S. title match, Dolph Ziggler versus John Morrison. This is pretty straightforward since they booked it on freaking Monday. 1 point, who wins? Jason.
It's going to be, oh, God, you know what? It's not a wild. Well, let me ask you something. Can I say something without adding it as a wild card?
Say it quickly.
Okay. Zack Ryder's going to win the title because he's going to get involved in the match somehow.
Okay, but what is your actual pick?
My actual pick will be Dolph Ziggler.
Okay, but Zack Ryder getting in the festivities is not your wild card.
Correct.
Okay. Jim.
If I have a brain, I would actually flush this match because of the reason Jason said. But I'm going to agree with Jason. I'm going to say Ziggler wins the match, but something could happen afterwards. Woo, woo, woo. You know it, bro.
Shane, what do you got for me?
I don't know. I'm actually going to go differently on everyone else, and I'm actually going to say John Morrison for the win here.
Ooh.
And VRM?
I'm thinking this is the way it's looking. This has been looking like Jomo's swan song for a while. I think Ziggler wins the match. Ryder wins this segment. That's not my wild card.
Okay, I understand that. I'm going to pick Jomo, but I am going to play my wild card right now. The crowd is going to force them to bring Ryder out. They're going to have a second match where Ryder squashes Jomo, and Ryder wins.
Jomo heel turn? No, not really. Yeah.
No, essentially Jomo getting his ass booted out the door, unfortunately. I didn't want to say it. I don't want to believe it, but my money's on that.
Try to keep your emotions in check, Nick.
Dagnabbit. Dagnabbit! I don't have time to complain. Next
all right.
Up.
Oh, first off, the other two picks there, Josh has taken a... Josh is taking John Morrison. Tyler has taken Dolph Ziggler, but with Ryder interference.
Okay.
As his wild card. That's his wild card. It's just Ryder interferes straight up.
Okay.
Carl and Ethan have both played their wild cards on this, saying that it will be a triple threat match and Zack Ryder will win the belt.
I like that. There's some really good thought processes here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we can only get that in creative. Next up.
Yeah, right.
Divas title match. It is a Lumberjills match. Beth Phoenix defending against Eve Torres. Easy 1-pointer. Who wins, Jim?
Booty popper's going down. I think Beth Phoenix retains. She hasn't had the strap long enough. Give Beth Phoenix another couple of months with the belt. Beth Phoenix wins.
All right. Shane?
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to say Beth Phoenix for the win here, but I'm going to say also during the match we're going to see a bit of a difference between Beth Phoenix and Natalya, which will lead to a match between them eventually.
Ooh. Wouldn't be against that.
I'd take that, Jason.
Beth Phoenix wins because Beth Phoenix has to hold the belt till Karma comes back. WrestleMania
Indeed.
Match, anyone?
Liking that. VRM?
Yeah, I'm actually liking that line of thought there. That's got to be maybe an actual decent women's wrestling match there, Beth.
I think I'm going to stand here with the broom in my hand. Beth retains because you're right. She hasn't had it long enough.
Yeah. Well, Josh and Josh, Carl, and Tyler all agree with us, but there is no sweep because Ethan has taken the broom and broken it over his knee in the chat room. He's going with Eve.
Ethan just wants to jump the broom on Eve, if you know what I mean, folks.
Wow.
Oh, no.
No, people, no.
Oh, don't feed his ego.
Ethan doesn't have an ego. He's who am I kidding?
All right. Now, here's the big mess. The Survivor Series 5-on-5. Team Barrett, which is Wade, Cody Rhodes, Jack Swagger, Hunico, listed here as Jobber, and Dolph Ziggler fighting in a second match. Versus Team Orton, which will be Randy Orton, Sheamus, Mason Ryan, Kofi Kingston, and Sin Cara. This is a three-point match. Which team wins? Who is the last person pinned? And how many people are left on the winning team? Jason, I'll start with you.
Come back to me because I need to get the lineups and all that stuff so I can just take a quick look at it. Can you come back quickly?
Absolutely. Jim.
Who wins Team Orton? Who is the last one to be pinned? I'm thinking somebody who's dashing. Cody Rhodes will be the last one to look up at the lights. How many will be left on Team Orton? Considering the way the card's looking, and I've done this the last year or two picking this, I've said one's going to be left. I'm going to say it's a one-on-one affair at the end.
All right, VRM?
Yeah, I'm definitely agreeing with the sole survivor from Team Orton.
Okay.
In terms of people who are left, who's the last pin, though, I got to go with the captain here. I got to go
all
with
right.
Barrett.
Okay,
all right.
I'm back here, actually. I'll take it. Team Barrett is going to win this, actually, and it's going to be Barrett and Cody Rhodes, and the last person who gets pinned is Randy Orton, actually, by Cody Rhodes.
Let's see. Unfortunately, I think Randy just has this crazy record at Survivor Series. I'm seeing Team Orton winning, with Barrett being the last one pinned. But I see two people remaining, Orton and Sheamus. That way these two are going to be knocking elbows for a little bit to see who might get another crack at Mark Henry down the line. Shane, what do you got?
I'm actually going to go reverse to that. I'm going to say Team Barrett for the win here, but I'm actually going to say that Barrett won't even be involved. You'll have the two champions, the Dolph Ziggler and Cody Rhodes left, and one of those two will pin Randy Orton. Because anyone that's watched Orton with Survivor Series over the years knows that Orton has always been the sole survivor and everything else. So I'm thinking this will be Orton's year to lose, and Dolph Ziggler and Cody Rhodes have been getting such a good push, so yeah, I say Team Barrett for the win with either Ziggler or Cody Rhodes pinning Orton.
Yeah. All right. Just to update those not present, Josh, Carl, Ethan, and Tyler all agree. That's what's missing. Josh, Carl, Ethan, and Tyler all choose Team Orton to win, and with two people left. However, Josh and Tyler have chosen Barrett as their last pin, whereas Ethan and Carl have both gone with Mr. Double Duty himself.
And that would be a hell of a bonus for Ziggler, and we will never hear the end of it on Twitter.
True. Hashtag heel.
Hashtag follow that is probably what we're going to see.
Hashtag the Bears. Wrong show. Definitely the wrong show. Let's you know. We can take the you guys got your
here
own shows.
Here are two guys the size of grizzly bears in our next match. See segue, folks.
Why, thank you. Yes, Mark Henry and the Big Show for the World Heavyweight title. They're not going to break the ring this time, guys. So please do not play that wild card. 1 point, who wins? VRM.
They're going to keep it on Henry. I don't see how getting it off of giving show the belt at this point. They're keeping it on Henry.
Shane?
Mark Henry differently for the win here, and I'm going to go with my wild card and say we're going to see a return of either Kane or The Undertaker.
Ooh.
Liking that. Jim?
I'm half tempted to say wild card, the Spanish announce table is going to die in this match, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to.
Come on.
Marcelo and Carlos, may you rest in peace. Mark Henry will retain, though, and I can't see this match going longer than 15 minutes. So.
Okay. Jason?
Not only did Shane steal my pick of Mark Henry winning, he actually stole my wild card to the nth degree, actually.
You can play it, too, you know.
I am going to play it. That's exactly what I'm going to play. The Undertaker, as a matter of fact, I'm watching the free-for-all right now, and The Undertaker is beating Kamala. So, yeah, he has to show up.
Okay, did I miss anybody? Besides me?
No, but I will. I do just want to interject with my... I was thinking, all right, we're going to pick and throw it right down right now. Yeah, I'll throw my wild card down right down now. Gong!
Fair enough. Fair enough. I see Mark Henry retaining. His heel persona has been awesome over the last couple of months. And, no, with this freight train isn't even slowing down. And Big Show will go out with grace. What Big Man follows after that is all in y'all's wild card. So we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
So what about the other picks there, VRM?
Brooms,
okay. Easy enough. Next on the card here, Alberto Del Rio defending his title against CM Punk. CM Punk has sworn to make the title interesting again. So, who wins, and does Punk mean it, Jim?
Well, we know he would make it interesting. I mean, he is the cult personality, after all. I'm going to pull the trigger and say CM Punk does beat Alberto Del Rio. I think... I mean, no knock on Del Rio. It'll be another short title run, but I think we'll get another crack sooner or later.
Jason?
CM Punk gets the belt and is going to hold it to WrestleMania, too, okay? Because this is going to be his payoff for coming back to the WWE and signing all this stuff. And like I said, all the IWC can go kiss my you-know-what. He's going to get it. By the way, Kevin Nash is going to try and interfere, but Triple H is going to return and stop him. It's not a wild card, it's just a thought.
What about Johnny Ace?
We'll see.
Triple H may interfere? Okay.
Well, I'm going to go different from everyone else. I'm going to say, actually, Alberto Del Rio will win. Reason being, it's because, sorry, I don't know who that was, but they said, I'm picturing Kevin Nash comes in, interferes, and this helps Del Rio to win. This leads to a match between Del Rio and Punk at TLC, and also the match between Triple H and Kevin Nash at TLC. So.
And I just go ahead and copy and paste that for me, VRM, because that's what I'm seeing. Speaking of which, VRM, who do you pick?
Yeah, you gotta pull the trigger on Punk here. This is the prime time to pull it on Punk. With all the talking of the missed rematch. This is usually the kind of
spot that he's pulling in. You got to have one face win the big title.
Okay. Did I miss anybody? Okay, VRM. Who else? What else we got?
All right, we got Josh and Tyler also doing their best imitation of Ricardo Rodriguez. but Ethan and Carl are both going straight edge this time.
Okay, I figured this one was gonna. This is a tough pick. I mean, the popular pick here would be Punk. You are in Smart Central. The place would go absolutely bananas. The roof will come off and land on the Hammerstein Ballroom if Punk wins.
Yeah, all the renovations that they just did. Yeah, they're gonna fall. They're gonna break.
Thank goodness they don't have the glass like skywalk there. Oh God, that would be horrible.
And I just, you know, and I know that you can walk from Madison Square Garden to Hammerstein Ballroom quite comfortably. But is it a clear shot, Jason?
Yeah. What, to go from the Garden to the...
To Hammerstein?
No, you'd have... it's sort of a catty-corner walk.
It's a block up 8th Avenue on, what, 35th?
It's a block. No, it's between 7th and 8th on 34th. But actually between 8th and 9th on 34th. But Madison Square Garden is on 33rd between 7th and 8th. Actually, it's in the big ass building. But even so, the roof is going to blow off. I mean, put it to you this way: if you keep the belt on Del Rio in the Garden, that's about as dumb ass move as you can make.
And you're going to have about 20,000 people doing their darndest to charge the ring.
Riot! I mean, this crowd is going to be as pro-punk as possible since Chicago and Money in the Bank. No doubt.
Yeah.
Agreed.
All right. One more to go.
Yes, and now for our what will probably be the main event, which will be the tag match. Awesome Truth versus the Rock and Jock Connection.
Very nice.
I have no idea why they haven't said that on TV yet. This is a two-pointer. Who wins and who gets pinned? Start with you, Shane.
Plain and simple. John Cena and Rock for the win. Rock gets the pin on The Miz. And I'm not even going to put a wild card here because I don't see anyone interfering in this because this is a pretty pepped up match for everyone. So
let's see. Okay, Jason.
Oh, I am so opposite on this. Awesome Truth wins this match when Rock turns on Cena. Rock bottoms him, leaves the ring, and Miz pins Cena.
Sounds good. That sounds like a New York ending to me. VRM?
Wow. I want to agree with that, Jason, but honestly, I don't see Rock take... Actually, you know what? I do see that happening. Copy paste Jason on me. With Awesome
okay.
Truth and with the Rock, it's not going to be a turn because you know that they're just going to go. The second Cena takes the Rock bottom, followed by a people's elbow. You know the place is going to scream their heads off. So yeah, Truth. Awesome Truth wins. Cena takes the fall.
Okay, Jim.
This is where the wild card comes into play. Obviously, for me. Cena and Rock win. I'm going to be specific. Cena will pin Miz. Now, Cena will be happy. Everything will be wonderful. He looks over at Rock. Here comes the wild card. Rock attacks Cena. I'm going to keep it generic like that. Ideally, I think Rock hits a rock bottom instead of the two celebrating and, like, you know, hugging or whatever, just to, for the one night only. Like, they raise each other's arms, and then, boom, rock bottom. And then the most electrifying move in Madison Square Garden history, the people's elbow. But I'll keep it generic. After the match, Rock attacks Cena. Rock stands tall at MSG. to close the show.
Here's what I see, and since I've already played my wild card, Awesome Truth has been pretty much the butt of this feud, and that's terrible. But that also means they have zero momentum, ladies and gentlemen.
There's the momentum rule.
Exactly. The momentum rule is going to take effect here. Something's going to happen between Cena and Rock that's going to mess everything up. Awesome Truth wins, Miz pins Cena. And New York's going to like that. New York's going to love that because it's awesome.
I'd love to see that.
When that's over, Cena's, you know, after Awesome Truth finish celebrating, Rock and Cena are going to get in each other's faces, and we brawl to go off the air. That's what I want.
That's what all the people want.
Exactly, VRM. What did the rest of the world say, VRM?
The rest of the world is a carbon copy. Everyone and their mother thinks it's going to be Rock and Cena getting the win over Miz.
You know, the only reason I can see that happening at this point is just the fact the news about this whole double standard thing. But I think Truth is going to answer those accusations for me.
Ninja, please. Hell no.
There's just too much momentum there. This being an anniversary show, we're also going to probably see a bunch of flashback stuff, a bunch of history. Obviously, we're going to see 1990. We're going to see 1997. We might see 2002.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how annoying is Michael Cole going to be tonight? Seriously, what do you think?
10.
I'm gonna be nice and give him a 6 or 7 all the way up until the tag match where he is going to have a Mizgasm of epic proportions, which
yeah!
I'm going to have to mute
yeah!
the last 5 minutes of the show.
There he is.
No, I'm gonna. The reason why I say 10-4 is because we're gonna have to sit through a great match, which is gonna be Del Rio versus CM Punk, and listen to Michael Cole go, "I'm getting David Otunga. I'm gonna sue this asshole." Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and keep going on and on about it. It's like, shut up!
That's why I go higher than 10 and say 11-5.
11-5.
That's a fair number. I just, you know, okay. What's the over-under on me muting the paper, you guys?
I put it at, I'll be generous, I'll put it at 60 minutes.
I'll go the under is going to be 30.
Who's taking the over? Anybody taking the over?
No.
Not
at all. No.
This is why you need to switch to SAT. Yeah, you don't understand half of what they're saying, but it sounds good.
And it's not Michael Cole.
It might not be Michael Cole. I'm surprised with the numbers. No one's pulled the obvious internet meme number.
Oh.
No, it's not. No, the rating is not over 9,000.
They ran a little quick video where Roberto Rodriguez tried to choke out Justin Roberts yet again. He's been tweeting these videos, but he choked out a referee.
John Cone?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Because he wants to be the announcer for Survivor Series.
Does this choking involve a tie?
No.
No. And while those two are fighting, Fink will just walk right past them, so, you know, we'll be safe.
Exactly. But, but seriously, this, you know what, this has the potential to be a good show, but it does not interest me enough to pay $50 for it.
All right, but here's a question for you. Would this interest you? Because this is just a thing. It is a rumor I've been hearing, okay? But what if at Survivor Series tonight, during the Divas title match, we saw the return of Michelle McCool?
Oh, that would be...
For me? Okay, hi, I'll go to the bathroom.
That's not enough. That wouldn't be enough for me to change my mind. I have the standard def show lined up and ready to go. So, what would have changed my mind is if I had some better guarantees about Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
So, gentlemen, we're just about out of time. I'm glad we got this through quickly.
Go watch Stanford.
Yes, we need to go watch him.
Yes, good, yes. Got Stanford 1 on Twitter. Oh, yes, this is going to be a Twitter commercial tonight. Just trust me on this, too.
Yeah, yes. Twitter bomb.
That's okay. As long as Twitter, as long as the Twitter logo doesn't replace the WWE logo, regardless. And I just shut up about that, Internet. Come on.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, the only other surprise appearance I want is Vince McMahon for just 1 second.
Michael Cole, shut up!
Well,
that would be the only reason I want to see him. So, gentlemen, the free-for-all is underway. We are already in archives, so we all need to skedaddle and go see this show.
All right, good luck. Let's hope it's a good show.
Good night, all.
Everyone, good night, all.
And now we have the Giants beating on the Eagles to fall back on.
Thank you.
Bye.
Get out of here, guys.
Bye.
That's fucked up.